even before Donald Trump got in hot water for his remarks about a federal judge and implicating President Barack Obama in the Orlando attack, House Republicans were planning to unveil their own agenda this summer. WHYY Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports on the GOP effort to write their own election year playbook.
Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump recently taunted GOP leaders in Congress, saying they need to get tougher, and that if they didn't, he would just do it by myself. Well, it seems they were already letting him go it alone. This month, House Speaker Paul Ryan has been unveiling a series of new policy proposals called A Better Way.
Let's face it, people know what Republicans are against. Now, we're going to give you a plan that shows you what we are for.
Among other things, the six-part plan calls for requiring those receiving federal benefits to spend more time working or looking for a job. It would also address the nation's borders, but not merely focusing on building a wall. To many in Washington, the series of House Republican proposals draws a stark contrast with what Trump has been promising voters. New Jersey Republican Leonard Lance from Hunterdon County says Trump should get on board with the House proposals.
I believe that Speaker Ryan has discussed this with Mr. Trump, and I support Speaker Ryan and his agenda, and I hope that these provisions are placed in our platform.
For Lance, setting out a clear vision for the GOP is important and harkens back to when Newt Gingrich was swept into the Speaker's chair in the early 90s with a simple contract that Republicans campaigned on.
Certainly the contract with America was very helpful in having achieved Republican control of the House for the first time in 40 years, and I hope that the American people will review our policy proposals, and I believe the American people, by and large, agree with our policy proposals.
But Pennsylvania Republican Pat Meehan from Delaware County says he doesn't think the Speaker's effort will galvanize Republicans, though he says it will be a useful tool for the party.
I don't know that anybody's going to be running on things, but I think it is clearly a good undertaking to begin to identify issues and solutions that are able to be used as a basis for conversation with the American people.
And South Jersey Republican Tom MacArthur says he's planning to run the same type of campaign he ran 2 years ago, and the issues haven't changed.
It's the same today. It's about security and the economy. And right now, security is in very sharp focus because for obvious reasons. But the two of them are interlinked, and they are what's most essential. We have to have the strongest economy in the world. We have to have the strongest military in the world.
But MacArthur says he's glad the first proposal the Speaker unveiled was targeted at the nation's poor.
And I think it's really important to show voters not just what we stand for in the head, but what we stand for in the heart. And here we have an opportunity to try to really improve people's lives by going at poverty in different ways.
But Democrats aren't buying what the GOP is selling. Here's Congressman Bill Pascrell from North Jersey with a preview of the Democratic critique.
The poverty program put more people into poverty. The financial program will put us deeper into debt and raise taxes, and it would cost about $2 trillion. The general thrust of every one of his reports is to make us a second-rate country.
Pascrell enjoys watching rank-and-file Republicans trying to distance themselves from the party's nominee. But early Trump backer, Congressman Tom Marino of Northern Pennsylvania, says his party disowns Trump at their own peril.
You have these guys around here that are delusional. You have the establishment who wants to make sure that they keep their positions, their power. And I'm as much sick about it as my constituents and the people around the country are.
Much of this will be in flux until the party's official platform gets hammered out at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. For WHYY News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.